Hello and welcome back to Everyone Here is Extinct with me, Rhea Patel. If you're new, this is a podcast where I talk about animals that are now extinct. I'll tell you about how the animal lived, what they probably looked like, and how they eventually went extinct, all while trying to make it interesting for you to listen to. We also end up comparing the extinct animals with another modern-day animal that's similar to them, and then go ahead and give some fun facts about the species. Today's animal is the woolly rhino. For a bit of background, global temperatures would go up and down every 40 to 50,000 years after the dinosaurs went extinct, which is why there were ice ages. That's why animals like the woolly rhino would move around a bunch during that time period. Okay. The woolly rhino was up to 6.8 feet at the shoulder, and it was about the same size as the modern-day white rhino. Head to tail, it was 9.5 to 12.5 feet long and weighed between 4,000 and 6,000 pounds. But unlike the white rhino and most modern-day rhinos, it had shorter legs and a longer head, longer horns. They were covered in thick hair. That's where they get the name woolly rhino from. And fun fact, they had copper-colored hair, so they were just a bunch of redhead rhinos. They had two horns, much like the modern-day white rhino, except one of their horns was longer than the white rhino's. Their horns were one of their horns was around 3 feet long. They're one of the members of the Paleocene megafauna. If you don't know what megafauna are, they are just giant animals that lived during the Paleocene epoch. The woolly mammoth, saber-toothed tigers, dire wolves, all those were considered megafauna. They lived about 3 million years ago to about 700,000 years ago. During the ice ages in the Pleistocene and the Paleocene epochs, they started out living in northern Asia, but as the global temperatures dropped and more of the earth started cooling, they slowly moved to Europe and North Africa. They moved around a lot because of the changing climate. Like I mentioned earlier, the climate would change every 40 to 50,000 years. Females generally raised one kid at a time, just like modern-day rhinos, and the dad isn't really in their life. Kind of sad. Many rhinos were preserved and found later on in Serbia. They actually found a baby woolly rhino just last year in Serbia. They were very short-sighted, and because of that, their sense of smell was a lot better than their sense of sight. So if something was coming towards them, they wouldn't necessarily be able to see it, but they'd be able to smell it. And because they were startled so easily, they'd tend to charge right at their perceived threat. Also, they lived during the same point as Neanderthals, so they were potential prey for them. Also probably charged a few Neanderthals. Woolly rhinos mainly ate grasses and shrubs, and their predators, they didn't really have that many predators, at least the adults didn't, but the children would sometimes be hunted by hyenas and cave lions. We'll talk more about cave lions in a later episode. They'd sometimes be hunted by early humans like Neanderthals, other early Homo sapiens. It wasn't enough to drive their population down. So then, unfortunately, the fuzzballs went extinct around 14,000 years ago. This happened because of climate change, and they weren't able to adapt to the warm period after the Ice Age as quickly, which led to them all dying. So now we're going to compare them to the white rhinos. White rhinos are about 5,100 pounds for males and 3,700 pounds for females. Around the same size as the woolly rhino, slightly smaller. Their lifespan is around 30 to 50 years, depending on if they're male or female, their health. They typically have two horns, although they have started dehorning male white rhinos and just white rhinos in general because otherwise, they could get killed by poachers. For their behavior, they'd use their horns to protect young, and males generally use it to fight over territory and everything. Get a girl's attention sometimes during mating season. Don't know why anyone would find that attractive. There are two subspecies of white rhinos. The southern white rhino typically lives towards South Africa and Kenya and everywhere there. For a while, we thought that they went extinct until in the 1800s, we found a small population of them. And since then, they've been alive, not necessarily thriving, still endangered, but they're doing better than their northern white rhino cousins, which are considered to be extinct in the wild, with there only being two northern white rhinos left, both of which are female. Rhinos in general are going extinct due to poaching for like the ivory and their horns. But just because there's literally just two female white rhinos left that can't carry out a pregnancy doesn't mean scientists have given up hope in keeping the population alive. So scientists think that there's a possible way to keep them alive via IVF fertilization and treatment. The idea is to take an egg from one of the white rhinos that are still alive, and they've previously frozen sperm from two other male rhinos, which are now dead. So they take the egg from a white rhino, and they take some of the sperm and then put it together in a petri dish, and that would like create a viable embryo, and then they'd use a southern white rhino as a surrogate for the babies, since the living females can't carry through a pregnancy. And they like went through with this operation back in 2018, either 2018 or 2019. And since then, they've created 5 viable embryos, which are currently stored in liquid nitrogen, so that nothing happens to them. They're just like kind of frozen. And like they're in the process of finding a surrogate. After they find the surrogate, she would have to stay with the northern white rhinos in their conservatory and be protected so that they don't get poached. And the reason why she'd have to stay with them is so that the baby learns to like grow up and behave like a northern rhino rather than a southern rhino. So some of the comparisons between the woolly rhino and the white rhinos are that they're like they're basically the same size. White rhinos are slightly smaller, but and like white rhinos have smaller horns. Woolly rhinos have like really cool big horns. They've both got terrible eyesight, which makes me feel better about my glasses. And they also behave very similarly when they're startled, where they won't hurt you if they don't know you're there and they're not terrified of you. But if you startle them, then run for your life. Now time for some rhino facts. So there have been several cave drawings of woolly rhinos along with like several other animals from the Paleocene epoch. This is because that's like that point in time when early humans were still there. It's really cool that humans would like draw everything at any point in time. There are currently 5 different species of rhinos left. There's the black and white rhinos from Africa, the great horned rhino from India, the Javan rhino, and the Samaritan rhino. Samaritan rhinos are actually the closest living relative of the woolly rhino and are the only species that are still covered in hair. All of these species are considered endangered or vulnerable. The great horned rhino's considered vulnerable. White rhinos are considered near threatened, and the rest of them are critically endangered, so please stop poaching them. They're gonna die out. We don't want them to die out. They're really cool. Also, the largest land mammal ever, the tallest and the largest, was a species of rhino, and we'll talk more about that on a later episode. And that seems like a great place to wrap up this episode. We talked a bit about the Ice Age and the life of a woolly rhino. We talked about white rhinos and just rhinos in general and how they're all going extinct. So yeah, the whole species is dying. I hope you liked it. Be sure to check out all of our other content at fhntoday.com with more episodes of these podcasts, some other great podcasts, videos, stories, all of the above. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a nice day.